Stand by for news coming out of Jerusalem. A Muslim official in Jerusalem admits that there were two previous Jewish temples on the Temple Mount. That's the headline. I'm Jimmy DeYoung, and I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
In contradiction to most of his colleagues, a former senior official of the Islamic Trust on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, the Islamic custodians on the Temple Mount, this leader says he has come to believe the first and second Jewish temples existed and stood at the current location of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Supposedly, Islamic custodians passed down stories for centuries from generation to generation, indicating that the mosque was built at the site of the former Jewish temples. This former Al-Aqsa official says that to admit the Jewish temples existed does not forfeit Islamic rights to the Temple Mount. He said that the present mosque completes the divine religion of Islam, the third and last religion. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The statement by an Islamic official in Jerusalem that Jewish temples did once stand on the Temple Mount is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this. The statements from a former senior leader of the Islamic Trust in Jerusalem, the custodians of the Temple Mount, that he believes there have been two Jewish temples on the Temple Mount is in line with all historic and archaeological evidence available today. Though this statement is in contradiction to what the Islamic world declares, that there has never been a Jewish presence on the Temple Mount, much less two previous temples, the belief of this former custodian of the holy site is based upon Islamic tradition, passed down from generation to generation. Not only has there been two previous Jewish temples on the Temple Mount in the past, there will be two additional Jewish temples on the Temple Mount in the future. Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27 reveals a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem during the seven-year tribulation period, the time of great judgment in the future. By the way, this is also confirmed by Matthew 24:15, 2 Thessalonians 2:4, and Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Zechariah, another ancient Jewish prophet, wrote in chapter 1, verse 16, and chapter 6, verses 12 and 13, that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will come back to Jerusalem and build his temple, where he will rule and reign from during the 1,000-year kingdom yet to come. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...